Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is Johanne 14. If you love me, you'll obey what I command. Lawa amazwi kaJesu Kristu wayeyikhuluma kubafundi. And manje ku 1 John chapter 5 lifundeka kanje leli lizi. Everyone who believes that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves his father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his command. And his command are not burdensome. Manje lapha ku verse 3 wakhona likhuluma ngokuthi this is love for God, to obey his command, and his command are not burdensome. Manje ekuseni kwangcwele bathandekayo, izwi lethu likhuluma nge obedience is the key to God. Masibheka leli lizwi ekhona lapha esifunde khona, ithi this is love for God, to obey his command. Siyazi ukuthi izwi lithi John 16, uNkulunkulu John 3:16, uNkulunkulu walithanda izwe wanikela. And many people, they always say we love God. And many people, they talk about Jesus. And many people, bayasho ukuthi ngiyamthanda uJesu. They talk about Jesus ukuthi uJesu inkosi yami, uyiko konke. But now the question is, do they obey the command? Ngoba uJesu Kristu uthini? It if you love me, you'll obey what I command you. Manje kulapho kufanele ukuthi sizibheke khona ukuthi do we obey ama command kaNkulunkulu na? Ngoba ungasho ngomlomo wakho ukuthi uyamthanda, but izenzo zakho yizona ezizosho ukuthi siyamthanda noma asimthandi. Njengoba uma siprova kuNkulunkulu ukuthi siyamthanda, lithi leli lizwi, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his command. This is love for God, to obey his command. Manje uma ngithi ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu, lithi lelizi, ukumthanda kwami uNkulunkulu ukulalela imithetho yakhe. Sometimes many people bayayikhuluma kodwa abayiphili. Bayasho ukuthi ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu kodwa kunezinto zabo abazithembile. You know, I always say, and sometimes I would always ask this question. Uma umtshela umuntu ngensindiso, athi nami no ngisindisiwe. Okay, usindisiwe. How much do you read the word? Uthole ukuthi lo muntu akalifundi nokulifunda iBhayibheli. So how can you say you love God? How can you say you are the disciple of Christ when you don't even read the word of God? Ngani ngoba i-communication yethu noNkulunkulu siyithola ngokufunda izwi lakhe. Outside the word of God, there's no communication. Izinto esizenzela zona. You know, abantu baye bathi abazalwane, but ngithi yazini, if you read the Bible, you'll find out ukuthi there's no church ethi, but it's the word of God elishoyo. So now abantu i-escape yabo bafuna ukuthi isonto elithile elithi, asisonto elithile elithi, yizwi likaNkulunkulu elithi. Manje uma singalifundi izwi likaNkulunkulu, kulula bangcwele ukuthi manje sithi toss to and fro of every doctrine ekhona la ngaphandle. Manje nayi indaba lana ukuthi uthi uJesu Kristu, uma ningithanda obeyani amakhomandi ami. Manje question yami nawe, uyamthanda na uJesu? If our cancer is yes, but now do we obey his command? Now that is the question, ukuthi siyamlalela na imithetho yakhe. Ngoba kuyenzeka bangcwele ukuthi sithi siyamthanda, but at the same time sizenzela umathanda ngeimpilo zethu. Abantu azathi umzimba wami lo akekho angangitshela ngakho, but izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga siyohlulelwa yilokho esakwenza sisemizimbeni yethu manje ukuthi manje umzimba wami lo akekho ngangitshela lithi iBhayibheli our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit kula uNkulunkulu ehlala khona and siyakhumbula ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu uma likhuluma ngeholiness likhuluma ukuthi the holiness adorns the temple of God manje uma the holiness in the Old Testament adorns the temple of God how much more ngathi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi simlalele ngoba by listening to him listening to his command we are adorning this temple kaNkuluNkulu siyalihlobisa ngani ngobungcwele bethu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje into ebalulekile kuNkuluNkulu bangcwele siyazenza kukhona abantu abanikela kakhulu abenza konke okuhle okubukekayo but uNkulunkulu aka impresswa iminikelo yethu noma silfunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha yana ku First Samuel izwi likaNkulunkulu ku First Samuel ku verse 15 wakhona nali lithi lapha yana ku verse 22 ngicela ukuthi silfunde ku verse 20 lithi but I did obey the Lord. Saul said, I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal. But Samuel replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as much as in obedience to the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. And to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like a sin of divination, and arrogance like evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you. Now here, bangwele, sithole uNkulunkulu wanikeza uSamueli umthetho ukuthi atshele uSawuli ukuthi enze kanjani. Lithi uNkulunkulu uSawuli walalela abantu. And he kept into izinto ezingamanoni ezikhiphithela lezi zinto ukuthi ufuna ukuyonikela umhlabelo kuNkulunkulu ngazo and yet uNkulunkulu uthe destroyer konke at the same time uma seke lento uNkulunkulu uyamtshela la uSamuel uthi uNkulunkulu akajajiliswa iminikelo uNkulunkulu into emjabulisayo ukumlalela Baningi abantu bangcwele abanikela ngendlela eyisimanga abanye bathi noma bephakama bejiva baphakamisa iminikelo yabo bayibonise phezulu ukuthi siyanikela abanye bayaziwa ngokunikela emabandleni lokho kuhle kodwa inkane ukuthi do we obey God ngoba uyabona nalapha ku Matthew eku 5 la uJesu Kristo wayekhuluma ngalabo abazonikela and yet angakhulumisani nobani bani wathi uJesu lithi izwi lapho uJesu wathi yekela umnikelo wakho uhambe uyolungisa nalo muntu ongazoni naye ubuye uzonikela some people they think that they can bribe God uNkulunkulu aka bribe abangcwele angeke simbribe into emjabulisayo uNkulunkulu it's our obedience ukuthi yena siyalalela izwi lakhe ukuthi sithini make ekhuluma ngeforgiveness do we forgive our people abasenze kabi that is what uNkulunkulu ayifunayo more than iminikelo esiyonikela ngayo yes mihle iminikelo kodwa uNkulunkulu is not impressed indaba yeminikelo aphinde izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kwincwadi kaLuka verse 28 wakhona sizwe ukuthi uJesu Kristo uthini lithi la he replied blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Uthi uJesu Kristu babusisiwe abalizwayo izwi likaNkulunkulu balenze. Ngoba many times siyalizwa ilizwi kaNkulunkulu. And kuhle ukulizwa. Kodwa okubalulekile kuNkulunkulu, are we doing it? Are we practicing the word of God? Njengoba sesilizwile. Sunday to Sunday, even during the week, we do attend inkonzo. Siyala kushunyayelwa khona. Ukuthi siya kangakanani kuhle kona. But kuNkulunkulu into emimpressayo. Asiyi ukuthi siya kangakanani lapho ukuyolalela. Into emimpressayo uNkulunkulu ukuthi siyalenza na izwi lakhe. Manje sikhumbule bangcwele. nalaphayana kuMatthew 12 uverse 48 to 50 kwezi liyasitshela izwi ukuthi beza kuJesu Kristu mabefika kuJesu Kristu bamtshela ukuthi uma wakhe and their brothers are looking for him but uJesu Kristu responded kubo wapointa ama-disciple wathi look these are my mother and my brothers for whoever does the will of the father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother manje kuJesu Kristu bangcwele washo wathi ebapointa wathi umama my brothers and sisters are those who do the word of God ngoba kubalulekile ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu uma ngabe sithi siyamthanda ukumamela ukwenza umthetho wakhe asisho ukuthi bangcwele asiwenza amaphutha but siwenza amaphutha senza izinto uNkulunkulu azifunayo sifunda laphayana incwadi yamachronicle ngendoda ekwathiwa uAmaziya le ndoda kwakuyinkosi yakwa-Israyeli but ngithanda ukuthi sibheke bangcwele into eyenzeka ngendaba ka-Amaziya ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngaye 2 Chronicles chapter 25 lifundeka kanje sizoyifunda bangcwele lithi Amaziah was 25 years of old when he became king and he reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years his mother's name was Jehudin she was from Jerusalem verse 2 he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord but not wholeheartedly wayekwenza kodwa angakwenzi ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke Sometimes singathi siyenza kodwa uthola ukuthi into esiyenzayo asiyenzi ngenhliziyo yethu yonke. Bese lithi after the kingdom was firmly in his control, he executed the officials had murdered his father the king. Lapho liyasitshela ukuthi after i-kingdom yakhe was firmly established. Uyabona when the kingdom is firmly established, abantu bazenzela ukuthanda kusho ukuthi ke manje lento seke yami, ngingenza lento engifuna ukuyenza. Manje naku masiqhubeka indaba yakhe lithi yet he did not put their sons to death but acted according with the word was written in the law in the book of Moses when the Lord commanded a father shall not be put to death for their children nor children be put to death for their fathers each is to die for his own sin Amaziah called the people of Judah together and assigned them according to their families to commanders of the 7 and commanders of the hundreds of all Judah and Benjamin he then mustered those 20 years old or more found that they were 300,000 men ready for the military service able to handle the spear and shield he also hired 100,000 fighting men from Israel 400 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, O king, these troops from Israel must not march with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, nor with any of the people of Ephraim. Even if you go fight currently in the battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy of God, the power to help you overthrow. Amaziah asked the man of God, but what about the 100 talents I've paid for these Israelite troops? The man of God replied, the Lord can give you much more than what you have paid. So Amaziah dismissed the troops who had come to him from Ephraim and sent them home. They were furious with Judah and left for home in a great rage. Okokuqala bangcwele, we know ukuthi the kingdom eka Juda ne kingdom ka Ephraim was divided. Others was from the north and the others was from the south. What he did instead of consulting God, uyohamba ukhipha imali yakhe, uyoqasha abantu abamelane ne kingdom yakwa Juda ukuthi bazolwa impi kaNkuluNkulu nabo. And yet those people they are opposed kwinto kaNkuluNkulu. That is why ke manje uNkuluNkulu ethumela umprofeti ukuthi labo bantu baqashe ngemali yakho uNkulunkulu impiyeni izoyinqoba ngani ngoba awenzi kahle and walalela lithi kaNkulunkulu walalela kodwa manje ithi sibheke lokuba ngcwele into ayenzile Masesiqhubekane nezwi kaNkulunkulu. Lithi kuverse 13, meanwhile the troops that Amaziah had sent back and had not allowed to take part in the war raided Judean from the Samaria to Bethheb. They killed 300,000 people, carried off great quantities of plunder. When Amaziah returned from slaughtering the Edomites, he brought back the gods of the people of Seir. The very person, to yamthanda uNkulunkulu akamthandisisi. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wathi makayolwa wayoqesha abantu abamelene nomthetho kaNkulunkulu. Sekeqedile lokho maka sekhuziwe. Lithi uNkulunkulu wampha amandla okuthi ayolwa nesitha sakhe. Walwa wasinqoba isitha sakhe ama-Edomites, yilaba bama-Amaleki, ama-Edomites abaka-Esewu. Ithe sekebuya, instead ulanda iy'thixo zabo, ubuya ney'thixo zabo, uzokhonza iy'thixo zabo elekwa Juda, ekhonza iy'thixo zama-Edomites. Why? Because lo muntu ebemlalela uNkulunkulu kodwa hayi ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke. Nathi kunjalo nanamhlanje, kukhona ukuthi siyamkhonza uNkulunkulu, mara kukhona iy'thixo zethu esiyihlanganisa noNkulunkulu, esizilethayo phambi koNkulunkulu, and yet we say we love God. And uNkulunkulu can be able to see inhliziyo zethu ukuthi singathi siyamthanda, size simgqokele nama-uniform, size senze konke esikwenzayo, but kukhona iy'thixo zethu esizilandayo endaweni uNkulunkulu angafuni, esiza nazo, esizokhonza uNkulunkulu nathi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje into eyimbuzo kimi nawe ukuthi eziphi iy'thixo esinazo esithi sikhonze uNkulunkulu kodwa sibe sineyithixo zethu esizilandile la esizilande khona esizikhonzayo kodwa sithi sikhonze uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi as itopic yethu ithi obedience is better than sacrifice. Ukuthi unikela kangakanani kuNkulunkulu, u-athenda kanjani amasevisi, wenza ini kuhle lokho. But into ebalulekile, uNkulunkulu akanandaba nama-sacrifices wenzayo, nesikhathi esisacrifizayo. Uma ngabe asingeke simlalele, uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi silalele umthetho wakhe. Uthi uJesu Kristu, if we love him, we must obey his command. And bese lithi izwi, i-command zikaNkulunkulu azikho burdensome. uNkulunkulu bangcwele, akasithwalisi into enzima. Ijokwe lakhe lilula, ushilo uJesu Kristu, wathi zani nonke kimi, thathani ijokwe lami ngoba lilula, nifunde kimi ngoba ngimnene ngenhliziyo, nizozitholela imphefumulo wenu ukuphumula. Kukhona abantu namhlanje abakhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa abaphumulanga. Kukhona abantu namhlanje abangazizweli ubumnandi baleli vangeli. Ngani? Ngoba kukhona izinto abanazo eziyisinengiso phambi koNkulunkulu abasazenza, and abanye babo baze bathi angeke ngiyiyeke le nto ngoba yayenziwa abazali bami. But uma uyibheka le nto iyisinengiso phambi koNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, whatever mnikelo unikelayo muhle, ukunikela ngesikhathi kuhle, ukunikela ngemali kuhle, ukunikela ngezinto kuhle, but question is, how much do you love God? If we love God, if we love Jesus Christ, uthi Jesu Kristu, if you love me, obey my command. And i-command zakhe azikho nzima. Silifundile lapha ku First John ukuthi, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. Uma ngabe uzale uNkulunkulu, uzale ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu, we are able to overcome the world. Izwe bazincwele yile zinto esifuna ukuzilandela izwi kaNkulunkulu elizalayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje yilokho bangcwele ukuthi iquestion kimi nawe, are we obedient enough? Ngoba obedient is better than sacrifice. Iminikelo mihle, kodwa God is not impressed iminikelo. uNkulunkulu akanandaba nemikelo yethu into ebalulekile kuye ukuthi simlalele ngokuphelele masingabi nenhliziyo kaAmaziya uAmaziya ukuthi wayemthanda emkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa hayi ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba nomphostoli uPaulu shilo lapha ku 2 Timothy 3 wathi kuyofika isikhathi abantu banesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa abaphika amandla akhe manje kuseni mina nawe simephi kulabo bantu ekukhulunywa ngabo yizwi kaNkulunkulu. May God help us ukuthi siphume kuzo ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.